What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
There, let's try the audio. Let's try that again here. Welcome to our show. It's Friday, October 4th, 2019. And thank goodness it's Friday. I got too many buttons on this setup is really the problem I've got here. It's National Taco Day. Those of you who keep track of such things, who comes up with these ideas? It's National Taco Day. It's probably the taco companies that came up with this. Anyway, we have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, keeping us out of trouble, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and observations. And I got to tell you, this whole situation with Biden, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Trump, it's starting to unravel. And it's looking to me like this could blow up in their face. The way Russiagate did, how they tried to create that whole Russian collusion. Russia helped Trump steal the election, pardon me, from Hillary Clinton. And then they had the Spygate situation where they were basically violating the law to spy on the duly elected president of the United States of America. And now they've come up with this whistleblower who may or may not actually exist, who's out there saying that Donald Trump asked the president of Ukraine to investigate Hunter Biden over some very questionable dealings with this gas company, which, by the way, there is a treaty between the United States and Ukraine that mandates cooperation in criminal investigations. So that's being covered. And everybody's being caught in lying. Last week in Des Moines, Iowa, Joe Biden told a reporter he never discussed his son's overseas business dealings. Hunter Biden said exactly the opposite. Joe Biden was very much involved with all that was going on over there. So a batch of newly released documents, including court filings, notes from interviews conducted by Rudy Giuliani, has put the spotlight back on the Biden family dealings in Ukraine, even as the House Democrats' impeachment probe tries to zero in on Trump's push to convince Kiev to investigate them. That's the situation here. The Bidens appear to have committed some serious crimes, corruptions, in Ukraine. Donald Trump said it needs to be looked into, and the Democrats want to impeach Donald Trump for trying to get at the bottom of the crime to make way to elect the guy who committed the crime. That's how completely Twilight Zone this whole thing is going on. But basically, they're estimating that Hunter, while serving on the board of Ukrainian natural gas firm, basically he made millions of dollars on the deal. Made millions of dollars on the deal here. So article that came on out from LibertyNation.com basically saying much the same thing. Is there a Ukrainian Armageddon dead ahead for the Democrats? Because if this turns out to be another nothing burger, and so far there's nothing there, this will be three strikes and they're out. They will not have a chance next year in 2020, because everybody will be just so disgusted with this whole situation. Another story along the same line here, and this is from Investment Watch blog, basically saying the imminent collapse of Adam Schiff's whistleblower hoax will devastate Dems in 2020 and beyond. And it probably will, because more and more people are out there saying, first of all, they're not sure there really was a whistleblower. They're not sure if Schiff either partly or completely wrote this complaint. He took it immediately to the House committee instead of the Inspector General. That's a violation of the law. Former CIA analyst Fred Flights is out there saying Schiff seriously violated committee rules. He should, at the very least, recuse himself from the impeachment inquiry. Of course, he's not going to do that. He's out there for blood. somebody's pulling his strings. Who knows? Maybe he was one of those people who got caught down at Epstein's little palace. And he's going to keep going. They're out for blood. They're just absolutely, absolutely out for blood. All righty. Now, Sean Hannity, everybody's talking about transcripts. I want a transcript here, transcript there. Hannity calls for the release of every Biden campaign phone call transcript, which sounds really good, except that we already know from Adam Schiff's little stunt last week, transcripts can be altered. They can be retyped. They can be edited. Transcripts really aren't. Same thing with the FD-302 from the FBI. It's the FBI agent's impression of what was said. It's not verbatim. And my first question is, why bother with transcripts? Because isn't the National Security Agency supposed to have recordings of all overseas phone calls? Where are they? Has the NSA just been wasting everybody's time and money? What Ukraine's prosecutor general is out there saying is that Biden and Burisma Gas Company may be linked to around 15 different cases of corruption, malfeasance, criminal behavior. 15 cases, that's a lot. That is an awful lot here. Now, apparently over at CNN, they're refusing to air Donald Trump's new ad about Joe Biden, Hunter Biden's Ukraine ties, in part because it mocks the CNN anchors. And that may have been a bad move on the part of Trump's advisors to do that. But apparently CNN didn't like the fact that the commercial was a little less respectful of the exalted profession of being a CNN prostitute or correspondent. And so they're simply refusing to run the ads here. Now, it's not just the Bidens. Everybody's getting dragged into this one. Nancy Pelosi's son was also a board member of a Ukrainian energy company. He traveled to Ukraine, and apparently Nancy Pelosi featured prominently in one of the company's advertisements. So they're all involved in this. And they all made huge amounts of money. And as like I said earlier in the week, the only thing that makes sense for all of these people to be going after Donald Trump is that they're all part of the same group that basically went into Ukraine. They wrecked the place. They're plundering it for all of its wealth, for everything that they can get. But Donald Trump isn't part of the gang. And that's why he's a threat. Because if he gets the goods on all of this corruption going on in Ukraine, then he's going to be able to send a lot of people to jail. And that's got to be what they're afraid of. And it's not like Pelosi and her husband have led clean, stellar lives here. And apparently Pelosi's home district includes San Francisco's Starkist Tuna headquarters in San Francisco. Now, Starkist is owned by Del Monte Foods and is a major contributor to Pelosi. Starkist is the major employer in American Samoa, employing 75% of the Samoan workforce. Now, Paul Pelosi, Nancy's husband, reportedly owns $17 million of Starkist stock. Now, last 2007, when they raised the minimum wage from $5.15 an hour to $7.25 an hour, Nancy Pelosi had American Samoa exempted from the increase. So Del Monte would not have to pay the higher wage. This would make Starkist production less costly than their competitors. So this is the way they like to play. This is the way that they like to play. All righty. Trump is floating the idea of suing Nancy Pelosi for falsely claiming that Adam Schiff used Trump's own words during the congressional hearing. Now, this goes back to Adam Schiff getting on the floor of the Congress, reading what purported to be a transcript of the phone call between President Trump and the president of Ukraine. It was immediately outed as being false. Schiff tried to get out of it by saying, well, it's a satire, it's a parody, really. But before he did that, Pelosi came on out and said, no, 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 these are Trump's own words. Trump actually said all of this. This is all for real here. And so Trump is thinking about suing Pelosi, and I'd like to see him do that. I do have another suggestion, however, and that is that the dueling pistols used by Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr are currently located in the J.P. Morgan Chase headquarters in New York City, and I'm sure with a little bit of work they could be put back in fine working condition. Now, Pelosi, I mean, the rhetoric is just going completely crazy. Pelosi is now comparing the impeachment of Donald Trump to fighting the American Revolutionary War. I didn't think she was that old, to be very honest. But apparently, you know, she's got the experience to know that fighting the American Revolutionary War was like impeaching Donald Trump. Personally, I would cast her as Colonel Tarrington. Now, Schiff is now known to have falsified a congressional record. That statement that he read, claiming to be a transcript of the phone call between Trump and the president of Ukraine. He falsified it. And he could be found guilty of conspiracy on that alone. So he is in trouble. And the Democrats are panicking because three strikes and you're out. You know, Ukraine gate is starting to go down. So now they're trying to come up with other whistleblowers. Oh my goodness, there are other, look at all the whistleblowers coming out of the woodwork here. So there's a whistleblower from the Internal Revenue Service, again using secondhand info, that claims that a Treasury appointee may have tried to interfere in an audit of Trump or Pence. And again, we have a violation of the rules because supposedly the whistleblower is a career IRS official who filed the complaint with secondhand knowledge, then leaked the story to the Washington Post. Something that you... All right, Hillary Clinton is back in the news, and we can look forward to seeing more of her than we would care to as she ramps up for 2020 here. But she's out there trying to say that, that she's the victim of the witch hunt. It's not Donald Trump. You know, Donald Trump is an evil man. She's the victim of a witch hunt, and she's basically getting ready to throw her hat in the ring and is talking about this renewed State Department investigation into her private email server, which we now know blind copying all of this classified information to a Gmail address bearing the name of a Chinese company, and that's the real witch hunt. So throw the water, Dorothy, throw the water. And remember, no intelligence agency ever saw the evidence of the alleged Russian hacking reported by CrowdStrike. All we have is Seth Rich's dead body. All right, we're going to take a phone call now from Angel in New York City. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, I'd like to comment on the 2020 presidential race. I'd like to leave a website,
yes,
and it's www.votestarligightmckinney2016.com. Thank you.
Okay, we'll certainly try and get it on up there, but, you know, a little bit of advice,
like,
and I didn't even...
Just for your listeners, they could check it out, and maybe they can comment on it next week.
Okay, we can do that, but, you know, little piece of advice for webmasters, and I didn't even follow it myself when I set up my website. The shorter you can keep the name, the easier it is for people to remember it.
Okay, Ashley is www.votestarligightmckinney216.com.
So Cynthia McKinney is throwing her hat in the ring?
Well, check out the website. You can go to it from there.
Okay. The question I ask is
sure,
Cynthia McKinney throwing her hat in the ring for 2020? Okay, because if she is, she's going to get my she's going to get my support. All right, Angel, okay. thank you very much.
I'll tell you what. Contact her and mention that website and get the information from her, okay?
All right, well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go and get on back to doing the news here. So we're talking about Hillary Clinton, and Hillary Clinton had the temerity, the effrontery, if you will, to come on out urging Trump officials involved in the impeachment inquiry to, quote, tell the truth, end quote. Now, this is the same woman who's been lying for 3 years about why she lost the 2016 election, not to mention that wonderful little video collection of her lying straight for something like 11 minutes that YouTube is trying to erase from the web without success, I might add, out there saying, you have to tell the truth. Definitely do that. And again, Hillary is definitely out there. She's getting ready to run. And even worse, they're prepping the third generation Clinton for a run for the White House. We've already heard talk about first a run for Congress. So Chelsea Clinton calls Donald Trump the greatest scam in American political history, and she doubles down on her indictment of the president during an appearance on The View with Hillary Clinton. So they're already nurturing her. They're teaching her their ways. They're going to be able to do what the Kennedys wanted to do and weren't able to do, and that is three generations. Now, Rashida Tlaib is telling constituents that her Democratic colleagues are looking at ways to arrest White House officials who refuse to comply with subpoenas as part of an impeachment inquiry against President Donald Trump. Now, remember, there is nothing in the Constitution about an impeachment inquiry. There's an investigation, usually conducted by the Department of Justice. But, I mean, you've got Rashida is already out there talking about, we're going to start arresting the cabinet members. This thing is spinning wildly, wildly out of control. People need to calm down about this thing here. Do you remember back in 2016, Maxine Waters, especially after Trump won the election, she was urging people to harass Trump officials in public places, go on into the restaurants and disturb their meals and just cause all this kind of a ruckus. And now, of course, she's complaining that she is getting threats. Now, Mad Maxine is out there saying, no, 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 you're supposed to attack the conservatives. You leave us liberals alone. We're liberals. We're the good people. Conservatives, they're the evil ones. Go after them. Another little article here talking about John Bolton's revenge tour. And John Bolton is out there saying now that he has been let go from the White House, he is unshackled. And he's basically out there talking about alluding to his policy differences with President Trump. And he's out there saying that he was sure the leadership of North Korea is delighted I'm here today in a private capacity, and that he was now free to speak in unvarnished terms about matters of the day. Well, that is not entirely true, because from the time when I held a security clearance a long time ago, you sign a non-disclosure agreement, which includes a clause saying that for so long a period after you end your work, you're not allowed to talk about it. So Bolton may be in violation of that. I'm sure that Trump had him sign an agreement to that effect. I can't imagine anybody being allowed to work at the White House without signing a non-disclosure and security agreement. But John Bolton is out for revenge. For all we know, he wrote this whistleblower memo. And he's admitting there were policy differences between him and the president. And what John Bolton forgot is the president. And his policy decisions are the policy. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And once again, we're holding our hands on out and saying, please, please donate to Republic Broadcasting, or we're going to have to put Dave out on the street corner with a change machine on his belt to just try and pick up a little extra coinage that way here. Okay, leading up to Nancy Pelosi's declaration that the investigations the Democrats were conducting effectively amounted to an impeachment inquiry, all the polls delivered one clear message. Impeachment was wildly unpopular with the American people. And then all of a sudden, after Pelosi's announcement, the polls in the corporate media came out basically deadlocked, even. Did Pelosi really change everybody's mind? No. It turns out what's going on, the corporate media oversample Democrats to get the numbers they want. They'll sample maybe 100 conservatives and then 150 Democrats in order to get the numbers that they want. All right, we're going to take a phone call now from Frank in North Carolina. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, back when I used to be on the internet, I think it's easier if you just tell people the name of the website and they can punch it into a search engine rather than go, you know, the route of www. Now, I don't know. It may not work that way anymore, the way they've, you know, kind of rearranged the search engines. I don't know if that still works, but
Well, you don't even need to use the www anymore. That's been kind of deprecated. I mean, you can put it in there and nothing will happen. But for the most part, you don't need to bother with that.
Well, what I was going to say was...
If the server is configured correctly, let me put that qualifier in there.
What I was going to say was, unless Cynthia McKinney were to say something really stupid about wanting to take our guns away or rounding up evil white men terrorists, white nationalists or something, she would definitely have my vote. I would be excited to go and vote for Cynthia McKinney. I think that that's the best news.
The lady has the courage of her convictions. I remember when she stood up there, you know, trying to stop the war in Afghanistan, trying to stop the use of these so-called emergency food packets that were actually disguised grenades, which was a dirty trick. I remember how the AIPAC just worked, you know, to get her kicked out of Congress here. I mean, we've had her on my show. She's been out there with the flotillas to Gaza a couple of times. Yeah, this is a cool lady. If she were to step into the ring, yeah, I would definitely support her.
I hope it's true.
I hope so, too.
I'll definitely vote for her if she's listening. And I'll do my best to get as many other people to get out and vote for her as I can.
Well, thank you very much for the information. Thank you very much for the phone call. And Cynthia, if you're listening, call on in. Let us know what's going on here, because there's a tremendous amount of confusion over that website the first caller had here. All right, getting on back to this so-called impeachment investigation. Apparently, Nancy Pelosi, in her authority as Speaker of the House, will not allow Republicans to subpoena witnesses. It's a kangaroo court. They want a subpoena. You know, the Democrats want to subpoena all these people. They want to subpoena Trump's cabinet members. They want to subpoena all these other people. They don't want the Republicans to be able to subpoena witnesses who might counter the official story. I mean, this is like, it's a kangaroo court. It's a mob boss trial here. All right, let's take another phone call here. Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Well, I want to respond to Tom from Florida. Because, like I said, Tom, I don't have a problem with him.
Be,
he's right.
Be gentle. Be gentle.
Well, no. Mike, I agree with him 99.9%. Like, he talked about Sweden the other day, and so did I. You know, not yesterday, but the day before, about with the abortions and the rapes and the knife attacks over there. They got knife attacks in Britain. And just the, you know, the Wahhabists letting them go and fight and then coming back and giving them a paycheck a month, which is the West is doing. But he's wrong. He's wrong on Sean Hannity. Sean Hannity's part of the establishment. Don't ever go with Sean Hannity. Okay, because Sean Hannity is part of the same group of people. And so is Laura Ingraham. I don't trust her. I don't trust any of them. I won't turn my back on any of them. I mean, because they all get paid a lot of money to do what they do. So, and you know what, Mike? You actually think, even Tucker Carlson, to a point, do you think they do the amount of research you do or just, we do in general? They get a script. Tucker does more,
yeah.
But they still read off a script per se. They stick to the guidelines of the company they're working for, right? They're not.
Well,
gonna...
I can imagine some of them are writing some of their own copy, but it's true. The vast majority of it is produced by the editorial staff, and it's put on the little teleprompter, and they read it off the camera screen. Okay, Dustin, got to put you on hold.
Okay.
Yeah, don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, there's something that everybody needs to understand going in, and that is that everybody in the government and the corporate media is lying on behalf of whoever their particular master happens to be. People who are telling the absolute unvarnished truth, they don't get these high-paying jobs in the corporate media or in government. You know, they're left out here in the hinterland of independent media, you know, living on spare change we find underneath the seat cushions, because we're of no use to the rich and powerful if we're going to tell the truth, because the truth is of no use to the rich and powerful. And so you're absolutely right. We need to take what we get from people like Tucker Carlson. And, I forget who it was who said that good propaganda is like rat poison. 95% of it is good, healthy food. It's that other 5% you got to watch out for. And so you will have these talking heads and politicians who will tell you a true story to build your trust, to get your confidence, and then they'll hit you with the lie to get you off into a war or raise your taxes or something else. So you have to take every single story that you hear on a case-by-case basis and take it apart and be your own best analyst. Don't trust Tucker Carlson because he's Tucker Carlson. Don't trust Michael Rivero because he's Michael Rivero. Listen to what Tucker and Michael are saying and decide for yourself, does this make sense or have they gone off smoking opium?
Yeah, you got to use your own brain and do your own research and use their
yes.
their talking points as a template. But like, you know, with Tucker Carlson, he goes, "Well, yeah, I would never want to live in Russia." Well, people live in Russia and they're all going to work every day. So, I mean, you know, see, that's the problem with that. You know, like he's like, "Oh, there's no Russia." You know, but I would never want to live in Russia. It's totalitarian. Well, what the hell are we?
you've hit the point right on the head. We're very totalitarian in this country. We have fans of the show that live in Russia. They love it there. They think it's great. It's a beautiful city, and they're very happy there. We've become more totalitarian than Stalin and Hitler put together. And let's throw Pol Pot into the mix as well.
And, you know, hey, at least Russia's got a surplus. They're not a deadbeat nation like we are, you know, like we're printing money yeah. out of thin air, you know, and then they paid all off their debt. We have debt up the wazoo. So, I mean,
$22 trillion.
It's just a joke. Yeah, I mean, it's just a joke. Like, with Sean Hannity just pisses me off, like, because, like, remember Ollie North? Is he even on TV anymore? Because he's a, you know, that's one thing with Fox News. They had those guys on, CNN has their guys on, MSNBC has their guys on, but they're all part
yeah.
of the same group. People don't realize this, but, you know, at the end of the night, they all go to the same bars, they all go to the same parties, and they all go to the same restaurants together, you know.
And they're all Pentagon advisors. That's a big story.
Yep.
You'll have the TV network news will say, we have this, you know, expert on Iranian relations. And what they don't mention is the guy works at the Pentagon planning for a war with Iran.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I'm going to say this with Trump. Like, Trump's not part of their group, but people just don't realize this. Trump doesn't mean Trump is like Mother Teresa. He's got his own group. You know, he's got his own skeletons in the closet. I don't know what they are, but every human being is flawed somehow. But, I mean, it's just this whole... I got to go back to Jim... Huh?
Blair isn't.
Oh, Claire, yeah, that's true. But, you know,
yes,
Mike...
See, he agrees with me.
Is he going to be on tonight?
What do you mean by be on tonight?
At 6 o'clock?
Yeah, we're doing the full 3-hour show,
okay.
And there we go. We're doing the full 3-hour show, so yeah, we're going to be here.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I just want people to keep in mind, Trump is just a different part of the same group, okay? Like John Bolton and Mike Pompeo. Mike Pompeo's still there. John Bolton's probably
yeah.
going to write a book. So nothing's changed, Mike. You know, like, I look what's going on, it's just nothing has been fixed. And where's the indictments? Where's the wall built? Where's the arrest? I still don't
Paul
see it.
Craig Roberts said exactly that same thing earlier today.
Yeah.
Where are the indictments for what is obviously an attempted coup d'etat?
They're not coming from William Barr because he's part of the group. Like,
certainly what Nancy Pelosi is now out there screaming is that William Barr is part of the cover-up.
Yeah, well, she's another group of the crap, but, yeah, I don't know, Mike, I give up because I get so upset. I'm like, people don't realize you got different groups, but it's the same outcome, you know?
It's just different factions, and they're fighting for different things, and we ordinary Americans, we get caught in the middle.
Okay, Mike, have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here, get on back to the news. And as you can see, I am wearing one of the Indiana T-shirts that was sent to me as a gift here. I'm still trying to figure out what Hoosiers mean. And I hope it isn't obscene because people, when they pass me in the hallway, they all have this knowing smile on the face. Anyway, getting on back to the news here. President Trump has sent a message to Nancy Pelosi, basically daring her to hold a vote in the House of Representatives regarding impeachment. Not an impeachment inquiry, but impeachment. And he's saying basically the White House will not cooperate until the House holds the vote on impeachment. Now, he's taking a real chance here. And unless he knows he's got the votes to defeat impeachment, or maybe he's willing to take the impeachment and just go over to the Senate and say, they're not going to remove me, case is over, and defuse it that way, the way that Bill Clinton did. But it is a sign of emerging strength coming from the president that he's willing to take this kind of chance. It's reckless, it's dangerous, but it's gutsy. It is very, very gutsy. And as a matter of fact, I was having lunch with somebody earlier today who was making the observation that he was relieved to see Donald Trump finally start to show some strength. And I'm in agreement on that one. You know, and if I had the means to do it, you know, I'd make up a set of presidential brass knuckles and send them over to the White House and say, Donald, get to work. Now, Soros, is responding to Rudy Giuliani's comments linking Soros to a Ukrainian organization accused of meddling in the 2016 U.S. election for Hillary Clinton, as well as another organization whose joint report with BuzzFeed was cited three times in an August 12th whistleblower complaint lodged against President Trump by a CIA employee. And Soros is just out there saying, oh, Rudy Giuliani's just ranting. There's nothing there. It's Russian propaganda. How could you possibly listen to a man who's worth, you know, only a few million dollars? I'm a billionaire. You've got to listen to me. And by the way, as a little side note, Soros, is now banned in six countries: the Philippines, Hungary, Russia, Turkey, Poland, and Pakistan. Well, technically, he's not banned. He can go into those countries anytime he wants to. They just will not let him back out again. So let's take up a collection and buy Soros a ticket to one of those countries as a Christmas present. Here, George, surprise! All right, now, this next story, I have to question Trump's judgment, or at least the advice that he is getting from his people. As you know, Trump asked Ukraine to investigate the Bidens, which was covered by that treaty from 1999. Well, apparently yesterday, he was talking up Ukraine and basically said China ought to investigate Joe Biden, because apparently there's been something going on over there involving millions of dollars. The problem there is, to the best of my knowledge, and if I'm wrong, please call in and correct me on this, the United States and China do not have a treaty mandating cooperation on criminal investigations. And so the Democrats have seized on this call for China to investigate the Biden, saying it is very clearly an attempt to influence the 2020 election. But I'd like to remind everybody, being a presidential candidate or the son of a presidential candidate does not grant you immunity from criminal investigations. Now, the Chinese may just decide on their own recognizance that they need to look at it, because they're not very happy with American politicians right now, and justly so. Of course, that could backfire the other way. They could say, we're not going to do Trump any favors, not after all the sanctions and everything. Heck with him. All right, here's an interesting little story. This is from Kitchener Today. And up in Canada, there is a journalism group that is launching an anti-fake news campaign ahead of the election. And it was basically started because polls by Ipsos, Earnscliffe, Strategy Group, and MIT suggest that nearly all Canadians have come across misinformation online, yet only 40% feel they know how to differentiate between the news and the real thing. So here's the irony. The people who have been feeding Canadians misinformation online want to set up a group to reassure said Canadians that their messages are the truth. That's what it's coming on down to. No, we're not lying. They're lying. The liars are over there. The other day I said, we're in a war of lies. You've got two sides telling lies about each other. The side that gets the most people to believe in them wins the war. That's what's going on here. A little bit of good news. Over in Washington, D.C., there is an organization called the Newseum. It's this self-congratulatory monument to the liberal media. It's in our nation's capital. It will be closing at the end of the year amid long-standing financial difficulties, because apparently people are so tired of liberal spin in the media being shoved into their living rooms, they didn't feel like they needed to walk into a building and see it. So the organization said it struggled financially for a number of years, and their current location is unsustainable. They're looking for a new home for the Newseum. And I've got this nice little shredder sitting here right next to the desk. And you guys can have that for free. Just to show you how generous I can be with the opposition. All right, getting into international news, things are getting a little bit serious. Last week we were talking about how the fact that Mike Pompeo was running around the United Nations General Assembly trying to revive this story that Assad had used chlorine gas on ISIS back in May. No evidence to support it whatsoever. But he was out there hard selling this whole situation. And so basically he's trying to restart the war against Syria. Now the reasoning is very obvious. The United States agenda is in the middle of a long series of multiple wars. And the first time they are seen to lose one, the wheels come off the war wagon, whether it's Afghanistan or Syria or even Yemen. And so the United States needs to get Syria going again somehow, even if they have to go back and rely on lies to do it again. And again, you're being lied to. They need to get that war going. They can't admit, well, we lost it. We're sorry. We lost the war. But, you know, hey, even though we lost in Syria and we didn't win in Afghanistan and we're not exactly doing well in Iraq, it's on to Iran. Are you with us? Heck no. Big surprise coming out of Syria. Apparently, Russia is testing the S-500 missile in Syria. And they started this joint military drill involving heavy military equipment, rocket launchers, and warplanes, and testing the new S-500 air defense system, which basically they've identified some issues with it, which will be corrected before the missile goes into serial production next year. So they're already up to the S-500. They're pulling ahead of us. We're still mucking about with trying to hot rod the Patriot, and they're already up to the S-500. Now, Russia is also rolling out a missile early warning system in the Arctic. And two new Voronezh-type missile early warning radars will become operational in 2022 in the Komi Republic and the Murmansk region in northern Russia. But do you remember at the height of the Cold War, everybody was building radars up there. There was the Bemuse line, the Dew line. And if you go on Google Earth, you can still see the remains of these facilities sitting there. In fact, there's a TV show called Mysteries of the Abandoned, and they've actually done a couple of episodes of these just gigantic structures with these huge radars that were in them. Think of all that money. All that money. Not one of those radars ever actually detected a missile coming across the North Pole. But what the heck, it's just money, and it's not like we're spending our own money here. I mean, that's what the American... Little bit of positive news here. Apparently over in Ukraine, this Kyiv delegation is signing on to what's called the Steinmeier Formula for Peace in the Donbass. And they're basically looking at maybe letting that calm down. That would be a wonderful thing to have happen. See the Donbass and Ukraine go back to, you know, hugging and kissing and trading wet kisses and the rest of that thing. Okay, over in France, the Yellow Vest protests are still ongoing, and it has started to take its toll on the police. And apparently, we got to take another break for commercials. All right, more about the French police when we come back.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea. And YouTube, Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And I've commented before, it just almost feels like the entire world is sinking into chaos everywhere. I mean, is there any place peaceful left here on Earth? And in this part of Indiana definitely qualifies. The only thing I've had to deal with here is an irate squirrel. But over in France, there was another protest. 20,000 people in the streets of Paris waving banners, lighting flares, singing La Marseillaise, blowing whistles. And if you thought it was another Yellow Vest protest, you'd be wrong. This is a march of anger by the French police. They're not wearing yellow safety vests. Their banners and flares are blue. They are the off-argents, detectives, and inspectors who've had quite enough. They're on strike, and they're telling the government of Emmanuel Macron it is time to move along. And I wish them a lot of luck here. If you're the leader of a country and you don't have the support of your own population, you're a lousy leader. But let's just be honest about that right now. If you're maintaining power through authoritative means of terror, torture, whatever, that's the mark of a failure. You're a failed leader. Over in Hong Kong, things are continuing to get out of hand. Fires are apparently being started, arson fires. And the Hong Kong protesters have gone on a rampage. They are vowing to defy the government's mask ban. Hong Kong government basically declared it's a crime to wear a mask to conceal your identity from the police cameras that are out there recording people doing things that Hong Kong wishes they wouldn't do, or actually Beijing wishes that they wouldn't do. And the Chinese people are ignoring it. This could turn into another Tiananmen Square. It really, really could here. Now, there's a new concern coming on up here, and it has to do with the fact that there's been a bit of a tiff, if you will, between India and China, and it has to do with a stretch of road along the border that both sides claim. Now, it's just a strip of road. Paint a yellow line down the middle of it and share it. But apparently China says, no, this belongs to us. And India says, belongs to us. They're literally talking about going to war over this little stretch of road in the Himalayas. And if it were to go nuclear, it would take out billions of people. Does any of this make any sense at all to anybody? That's what I want to know. Over in Iraq, things are continuing to deteriorate there. 30 protesters have been shot. There's now a complete internet blackout and 24-hour curfews. You are not allowed out of your home. We'll be right back after station identification.
Regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.